Every junior in high school has heard of the SAT, and when they hear those three letters, they say, holy crap. Radioactive's Evan Adams is a junior at Garfield High School. He struggles with taking tests. He is stressing about taking the SATs because he wants to get into the college of his dreams. But his dream college requires high SAT scores.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology is my dream school. I want to get into this school more than any other kid in the world. It is the best school to go to for mechanical engineering. I heard the SATs were the most important part of the application process. If you don't get a high enough score on them, then you can kiss your college career goodbye. But there's just one problem. I'm not a good test taker. Right now during school, I get okay grades. I'm working to get them all A's. I've pretty much failed every major test since the beginning of sixth grade, despite the countless hours I've spent studying for the test. At my high school, they have a mandatory practice SAT that every junior must take.
This section contains two types of math questions. Questions 21 to 28 are multiple choice, just like usual.
It's a three-hour test. The whole time I'm taking the test, I'm hoping to God that I put down the right answers. The PSAT is important to me. It determines if I can get a National Merit Scholarship. When I'm taking the test, it's pure silence. That's where I start to freak out a little bit. Whenever I'm sitting down for long periods of time, I start to get really anxious, and that makes it hard for me to take the test. One of my plans to prepare for the SAT is to get help from a tutoring program and get books to study with. Some of my friends are also worried about taking the SAT, like Alexander Ivanov. He thinks it is necessary for colleges to put the SATs on an application.
I think it's good to have a standardized test that every kid in the nation would take, because school performances are so variable that someone could have like a very easy school that they're very good at versus someone else who has like a very hard school or something. Like, for example, like some schools have much more rigorous education, and like average SAT scores from there are a lot higher than average SAT scores from another school. And so I feel like the SAT kind of provides a standard measure for each student outside of their grades.
I contacted MIT because I wanted to hear what they said about my situation. I wanted to see if it was still a possibility for me to go there, even though I was a bad test taker. I talked to Matt McGann. He's the director of admissions at MIT, and he said,
"We know that students have different strengths, and sometimes it may be in taking exams. Other times their academic strengths may come out other places. And that's why we really want to take a holistic look at the application, that we want to consider all parts of a student's academic preparation and their college readiness. So standardized tests like the SAT or ACT, that can be one part of it. But we really want to see also, how you've done in high school. And actually, having taken challenging courses and getting good grades in high school, that's going to be the most important part of our process.
I also learned that they just don't look at your school performance. They look at your behavior outside of school, too. I was mad. I felt like everything I was told was wrong. That got me more stressed out than I needed to be. Now I feel more at ease because I feel like a 1,000-pound brick just got lifted off my shoulders, and I can breathe a lot easier. For Radioactive, I'm Evan Adams.